players with honour slot already on the podium. Alan Hansen gives the Premier League trophy to Virgil van Dijk. He makes his way to the players. Virgil van Dijk waits, waits. Here we go!
Steve Hunter there, talking us through the moment that Virgil van Dijk lifted the Premier League trophy. Some really amazing scenes here at Anfield as 60,000 fans celebrated title number 20 in style. I'm Mark Benstead and you're listening to The Reaction. And coming up, we'll hear from Arne Slot, Ryan Gravenberg, Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott and a host of special guests. But we'll start pitch side, where I was joined by former Reds Phil Thompson, Jay Spearing and Jason McAteer.
How good is that? The Liverpool manager in front of the cup lifting the Premier League trophy, and now the players can really start to enjoy this, and that man can enjoy this. Trent Alexander-Arnold would have been worried maybe about what kind of reception he would get today, but Robbie, the way Trent's been taken by the supporters today, sensational, exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of disappointment last week when the news got announced, but today it's all been about celebrating Liverpool as champions and celebrating Trent for what he's done. We can't obviously say to people, well, do this, do that. People will have their own opinions of why they should feel or why they should celebrate them. But today is all about celebrating, and rightly he's getting the accolades that he deserves today. Oh.
Fantastic contribution to this football club. Jason, just talking about the fact that Trent has got such a good reception today. He got that warmth, he got that embrace. Amazing to see Trent taken back into the hearts of the fans today.
Tomo touched on it at the top of the show. It's not us. It's not us to abandon one of our own. Listen, he's come through the academy, what, 20 years? 20 years at the club. That's remarkable. And, you know, they've given the send-off he deserves. It's absolutely remarkable. It's just amazing. He's got the trophy now. The fans are brilliant.
Yeah, but Trent,
they should be proud of themselves.
They're showing a bit of class.
Yeah,
and that's what it's about. It's not just about Trent. It's about the whole club, all the players. And I think the crowd have just got it spot on tonight.
We spoke about it pre-match, Jay. We spoke about the fact we missed out on this in 2020. We didn't get this moment. We didn't get these pitches in quite the same way. It really hits home on a day like this, doesn't it? Just exactly what we missed out and how special this is.
Honestly, like, it's really hard to put into words because it's an unbelievable scene. I've never seen a home support when they can see the goal sing louder and go wild when the opposition score a goal. And then to go and experience it being the cup and at half time, it was like a carnival. And then, you know, to get that goal, but to see, like you say, touch on Trent, he's had the respect and the 20 years. He's a legend when it comes to the academy. You know, he's done things that. He represents the academy in an incredible way. He represents the club in an incredible way. You know, and he deserves his send-off. Well, what an unbelievable day for the team, for the club, for the manager, for the staff behind the scenes that no one sees. It's been unbelievable.
Absolutely fabulous contribution and rightly recognised today. And these scenes, Tommy, you know, we're at what? Maybe 20 feet away from the players now. Gather the trophies. Again, 20 feet away from us. This is what you play football for, isn't it? As a player, you want moments like this.
It's for moments like this. You know, you've got to understand, this is, it's about, the late Sir John Smith said, Liverpool is about winning trophies. And we've delivered again today, not just the team, but the fans. Just listen to this at the moment. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, let's take a moment let this sink in as the players gather just around the edge of the 18-yard box. Kop End, As You Never Walk Alone, breaks out.
Oh.
wow again. I have heard many a rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone around this football stadium, but I don't think I have heard many renditions of that song quite like Tomo. You're tearing up.
Honestly, I've heard it so many times, and it's been sang very emotional ways, Hillsborough. And this is a coming together. This has just been quite sensational. And it is, it's what makes our football club so special. And it is, it's everybody together.
Everyone is feeling the emotion now. Jason, I can see you're going as well. That was special,
I've gone. Yeah, no one does it better, do they? You know, it's not just overnight they've won this, it's over 9 months. It's absolutely amazing. Sorry, I can't hear you. That's why I was drifting across. It's 9 months hard work, you know, and it's been since COVID we've waited for this moment, haven't we, as fans? And I think it gets emotional because you shared it with Robbie, with Tomo, Jay, yourself, the team. It's emotional for them reasons as well. Amazing, amazing.
Okay. You're right, Virgil and Alan Hansen are posing in front of the court with the Premier League trophy. What a nice touch that is. Great spot, Robbie. I think that moment, Robbie, kind of almost sums up this football club as well. It's the past and the present together. The guys who have played for the football club aren't forgotten at all. You're part of it, you're kept part of it.
Yeah, I think it's what we do. I mean, I know you mentioned before about Jacob being all emotional. I mean, I was emotional when Alan was bringing that trophy out. You know, we know he'd had a bad time the past couple of years, and thankfully he's of much better health now. And to see him celebrating with, obviously, Virgil, the current captain, is absolutely brilliant. And you know what? It's what we want to do. It's what we want to see. And you know what? Long may that continue.
Yeah, it's fabulous the way that the ex-players are kept to the heart of things at this football club. And on days like this, it really comes to the fore. Players making their way around the pitch behind us. You can see them in shot. It all gets a little bit chaotic on days like this, and understandably so. The players will do a couple of laps of honour, and hopefully through the course of that we'll get a couple of boys across to speak to us as well. Jay, you've worked obviously closely with a lot of the staff there as well, which will maybe take a minute to talk about the work that they do, because we don't see that. We don't see the impact of all the guys who are AXA week in, week out, day in, day out.
To be fair, the work that goes on behind the scenes is incredible. I think nowadays, the way the game's gone, the intensity, the work rate, the amount of games that are going week in, week out, lads here have probably played like close to 50, 60 games in a season. You know, when the Euros, the World Cups come round, they can play even more than that. You know, there's been loads of talk about whether you're playing too many, whatever, but the scenes that goes on, the second that the boys walk in the door, they've got people that are willing to give them like shakes, the food, the nutrition, the physios, the doctors, you know, the staff, the ground staff. You know, nobody sees, but like whenever the manager sets up a session, he gives it to the ground staff. The ground staff sets up the whole pitch. You know, so there's small things, a detail that goes into a foundation of work. We work them on a man. We the 21s. You know, they work so hard on a man, and soon a man is wanting to chase them around and replicate the opposition that they're going to play to get them ready for the games going in. You know, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see, but these are the boys at the end of the day. They need to go on the pitch and perform and, you know, win the games of football. But there's not a wheel behind keeping them ticking over, keeping them going, and it doesn't work. And obviously with the fans as well, it's one big giant family, and it's an incredible thing. And this is what days like this are all made for. They're incredible. Everybody wants to be a part of it. Everyone deserves to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's how you've seen both sides. You've been a player. You've been on the staff as well. You can't underestimate how important all those people around the team are.
For all the players, whatever they want, they've got such a backroom staff. You know, you go back to my day, we had Ronnie Moran and Joe Fagan, you know, and Roy Evans taking care of everything, making sure that we got fish and chips after the game. But now, the needs of the players is so demanding. Every football club is pushing. So you need the best people behind you. And we've employed some of the best to take care of all the players' needs, to make sure that they don't want to bring moments like this. And that is what helps. Yes, people can go, look at the backroom staff there. How much must it cost for all them? These players need it. They deserve it. And when they produce days like this, it's just astonishing.
Well, Mark, the owners need to take credit as well. You know, we talk about the team behind the team, but they created a sustainable model, but not just a sustainable model, but a successful one. You know, people raised eyebrows at some transfer windows where we didn't bring players in, or one last season, Chiesa, and everyone went, oh, they need to do more, but they know what they're doing. You know, and like Jake said, the team behind the team, they prepare them. It's like a big, massive jigsaw puzzle, and every piece is a piece that makes the masterpiece. It goes in place, and once it's there, it runs like clockwork. The owners, they created this beautiful stadium. I mean, what a sight. What a sight. The training ground's been done. You know, and it's not easy to find a manager like Jurgen Klopp. They've gone from extrovert to introvert with Arne Slot. They trusted him. There was big names being branded about. Every manager wanted to manage this football club, and they went for Arne Slot, who was a little bit out the box, wasn't it? No one really seen it coming. And they've done remarkable. The owners, the team behind the team, amazing.
I think that's the thing. Sometimes we kind of forget in all this, Robbie. If we said at the start of the season to people, right, come May next year, we'll be champions. I don't think many people, and I mean people within this stadium, would have believed that, given all the change, Jurgen going, everyone expected there would be a dip, and understandably so. The fact that there's not only not been a dip, but we've been able to achieve this, just makes it all the more special in the manager's first season in this country, in this league.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was one of them. Like, when a manager come, you know, for my own sins, I went, you know what, I didn't really know that much about him because I hadn't followed the Dutch league. But then when you sort of look back and look what he's achieved and what he's done over the years, that he's been a manager, you think, wow, it's impressive. So he comes here, you think, yeah, if you qualify for the Champions League, it's going to be an impressive season. But he comes in and all the work that Jurgen's done, I mean, that doesn't go underestimated. I mean, that work is incredible. Liverpool are back on the top table now because of the years that Jurgen's done, what Liverpool have achieved. Arne comes in his first year, and you know, okay, there was a slight change in terms of how he played at the start of the season. The second half of the season, I think they were probably similar to the way Jurgen played, all that front foot playing, with a little bit vulnerable at the back, but still gung-ho in terms of how he attacked. But he's been incredible. You know, and Jason alluded to it there about like the players coming in. Everyone sort of stood up and counted when it's really mattered. And we've needed players to sort of stand up at certain times of the year. You know, you look at around the Christmas time when, you know, Chelsea won one game and he goes above us, and then everyone's talking about Liverpool as, oh, maybe could do something here. And then we just kicked on again, and then we showed everyone how good we are and how sort of competitive we want to be. But, you know, from Christmas onwards, Liverpool have been phenomenal and they deserve everything they're getting.
Yeah, phenomenal season by the football club, phenomenal season led by Arne Slot in his first campaign in English football. But it is maybe worth just mentioning, you know, Jurgen is here today, Jay. He left the team in a good place. Now, Arne has then taken that on, the team here have taken that on. But he put the foundations in a place where Liverpool were able to not just fall off a cliff when he left. It wasn't all on him. And that has happened to other football clubs. We don't have to go too far down the M62 to see a club that everything fell apart when the main man moved on. So we have to be grateful for all that time, effort and diligence and work and passion that he put in.
Yeah, 1,000%. He was an incredible manager for this football club. He changed many, many things at this club. But it also takes a hell of a lot for a manager to follow someone like him and to get the players to buy into the next phase. Like you say, there's many teams where a manager's been so influential and then left the club. The new one that's come in has just not been able to find that way or keep that going. You have to give Arne Slot a huge amount of credit to follow someone like Jurgen Klopp, of how powerful, instrumental he was and what he did at this football club. For him to come in and to get the players to buy into every single thing that he's done from day one, on the training field, in the meeting room, from travel to, you know, the way he wants to play, it's completely different. That takes a hell of a lot as a manager to complete, get every single player on side and to go and do it.
It's like the recruitment to appoint Arne Slot, which was, I think Jason said, was left field. But they looked at him. Amorim was number one choice with everybody. Amorim was great. But as we've seen at Manchester United, he wasn't budging from 3-4-3. No, I'm not going to. And he's still doing it. And what's happened to Man United? So our recruitment, when they were looking at a new coach, they looked at Arne Slot, they looked at his background, they looked at his temperament, they looked at his coaching, and it fitted the bill. And I think going for him, I know you just asked Robbie, it was hard to hear. None of us could have dreamed of this sort of 9 months ago, not in your wildest dreams. To produce this is astonishing.
Just to talk about as well, I mean, what Jürgen done was remarkable. What a roller coaster it was, the 7 years we had. And the club could have gone either way. You talk about Manchester United, we were on the brink of going that way. And he's coming and done brilliant, and they've likened him to Shankly. I think what you talk about with Arne Slot, with Shankly and the boot room, it was like a seamless transition of managers, wasn't it? Because they were here, they were part of the furniture, they were part of the DNA, and they just kept it going. The players created the success, the manager trusted it, and the process went on and on. What Slot's come, he's come in and gone from a different league, never managed in England, a whole new set of players. And you know, that's why I said at the top of the show, I think it's detrimental to talk about the achievements and underestimate how good it was. People are saying, oh, the league's not that good, the teams are not good. Honest to God, this is the most competitive league I think we've seen in years and years. Competitive right throughout the board. He's done a remarkable job. The club, brilliant, brilliant.
But Robbie, it says a lot about both the managers, Arne and Jürgen, that both are comfortable for Jürgen to be here, to be part of this today, because some managers can be sensitive, can be precious, but no, confident in his own skin, confident in what he's achieved, and the relationship still exists that Jürgen can also enjoy this today.
Yeah, and I think that comes from last year when Jürgen stood on the same pitch, you know, a year ago today, probably, and like he welcomed Arne Slot straight away, you know, get the fans to chant his name and sing really, really, you know, really positive songs about Arne and what he could bring to the football club. So I think Jürgen sort of half knew what was happening. He sort of knew how good he was, whereas a lot of us didn't really know, if we're being honest, what he was going to be like. But Jürgen's probably done a little bit of homework. He knows himself that someone, he was sort of leaving his shoes, and obviously Arne was going to come in and fit straight into him. But you've just mentioned it yourself, Mark. He comes in and he's fitted straight into, obviously, what Jürgen's left. And the fact is that they're so comfortable with each other, that speaks volumes for both managers. Jürgen's so comfortable and confident talking about managers now, the new manager. And obviously Arne Slot, because managers can get pressure, you're spot on. But he's spot on because Jürgen's got Liverpool back at the top table and Arne's keeping them there. And I think as a team and as a, you know, a club, we've always done it. You know, you look at all the great managers, great players in the past, we've always sort of brought others into the fold that have been here previous and achieved everything. Because you know what? As a club, we should be doing that. And every manager comes in knows that the history and tradition of this football club and what it's all about.
Jay, I'll bring you back in. You mentioned it earlier about the way the players have embraced what the manager's done and the way the manager's got the players on board with what he wants to do. But that in itself says a lot about both parties, both the playing squad and the manager, that he's used the same group. This isn't a manager who's come in and brought five new players in, guys he knew. He's inherited a group and got them to buy into what he wants to do, and he's delivered success with that as well.
Yeah, and it takes an incredible thing to do, and, you know, each manager will have their own philosophy of how they want to do things and how they want to be, how they want their teams to play. And, you know, the team had played in such a way for maybe 6, 7, 8 years under Jürgen, and that was the way that they always knew. So for him to come in and implement how he wanted to do things, you know, we talked about it before on air, that, you know, slow the game down, be more controlled in the game, counter-attacking times. But listen, it's an incredible job what he's done. The fans absolutely love him. He's brought success, and that's what comes with the pressure being manager of Liverpool Football Club.
Tomo, you were a multiple champion during your time at this football club. We've now got a couple of multiple champions in that squad, more than a couple, actually.
You might get a job next year.
How fitting is it that some of those boys who've been so good, so consistently, have got two league titles to show for their efforts?
Do you know what? It's wonderful and it's great. But it's now, you've got to be thinking about next season. Because that's what we did. No matter how many times we won it, it's you get nothing for last season to move on. And Arne Slot needs to be planning. I think he'll already be planning. Because you can't. We enjoy every one of these moments. Right throughout the decades, we've enjoyed every triumph. But you've got to move on. As soon as this is over, as soon as tomorrow's over, you have got to look to improve this side again. Because we've got to go, and we've got to have more days like this. And embrace everything that happens. Because some of those players might move on this year. So I hope they're taking it all in.
At the foundation dinner on, when was it, Friday night, and Jürgen spoke. And he spoke about how good a job Man City had done, but in particular Guardiola, to keep them going, to keep the desire, to keep the hunger. And he used to say every season, oh my God, they just keep going and going and going and going. Amazing.
Yeah. Incredible the way they managed to keep bringing success. Obviously, slightly chaotic scene here as interviews continue around us. it is a movable feast. We'll try and keep you across as much as we can. In terms of that, though, I suppose that is the next challenge, isn't it, Tomo? It's to do it again. It is to try and go again. And that, as Jason says, is not the easy thing to do. But can they make it back-to-back titles? Can we do that again?
And listen, the saying about it's been an easy league, it's because of all the other teams. Every one of them will all improve. You can bet your bottom dollar, not one of them in the boardrooms will be happy, particularly all the big teams, the London teams and all that. They'll want to improve. So now it's down to these lads and any incumbents. Yes, there might be, as I just said, some might be going on, but it's those ones, the challenge is to go again. That's where it becomes hard. That's why it's great what Man City did, to go four times. And now it's another cycle, and we've got to be on top of that cycle, and we go again.
Tomo, what was it that kept you going? Like you, I mean, it's different today, isn't it? Leadership management's different.
But it's these days, it's what happens when you do it, and you taste it, you want more of it. And the guys who were in charge, Bob Paisley, Bob Shankly, that was great. But now you've got to go and do it again. That's what greatness is all about.
To win it again, there's a motivational problem that you just won it, want to do it that little bit more. Is that the motivation?
It is, without a doubt. It's everybody knows and everyone's a bit. We were Liverpool Football Club. We were even better than these lads. And we had to respond again and go, because every team in the league wanted to beat us. So to go again and go again, to do it even throughout Europe, Rob, European teams. We played Madrid in 81. We were the biggest scalp for them. We were so much superior than Real Madrid.
Go back to the question then, Tomo. So, is it easier or harder?
I think it's harder. I think it's harder because with every coming season, everybody wants to beat you. Everybody wants to beat Liverpool. Liverpool are coming to town. And sometimes, as with this team, you weren't at your best, but you found a way. And that's where greatness comes. These will have it next year now. This is not just Liverpool. This is the league champions. And as we've seen the last couple of weeks, everybody wants to beat you.
But if you're a player, watching these scenes, Jay, and you've got the chance to come here, like that, it's hard to say no to that now. That's what helps you.
Taxi, get the plane sorted, get whatever it takes to get here. No, because people don't realise how special this club is and what it takes to play for Liverpool. You know, it's an unbelievable thing. And like Tomo said, you want to go and keep this going year on, year on. Liverpool is renowned for winning trophies and they have to be always at the top. You want to be fighting for the best. The Champions League, the titles, the FA Cups, the League Cups. Liverpool want to be fighting. So if you're a player that's been linked with this club, get the jet ready, get the taxis ready, whatever you need, because you can't stand down this club for me.
What I like about these days is you guys have all been there and done it, but you're all like schoolboys. Jason's trying to get his phone out. Tomo's swinging his mic round his head.
Oh, I never do it again. I just got to embrace it.
Do moments like this, Robbie, take you back to your successes? You know, those days when you had the Open Top Bus, you had the trophy parades, you had those moments to celebrate. Can remind you of the high point of your career?
Yeah, look, as a player, you want to be remembered for winning stuff. You know, I know people talk about money all the time, but I'm not interested in the money side of it, because you want to be remembered for what you've won as opposed to what you've got in the bank. That's what it's all about. I mean, you know, as a player, I mean, I very rarely have regrets about anything in life or football. I've seen the players celebrate. Now, my biggest regret now is I've never won the Premier League or a league with Liverpool, because it's quite simple, because Liverpool over the years and what we've achieved, you know, through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, forget the 90s, right? We'll forget that. But, you know, but what we've achieved all through the year, and that is one of the big regrets. And I'm watching them, and I'm jealous of it. I'm jealous of it. But I'd like to say, you know, I'm part of Liverpool. You know, I'm a Liverpool fan. This is my first Premier League, and I'm having it. I'm celebrating it. Why not?
No, quite right. So, but it just shows you, I think, what it means, because you won plenty here, you won big trophies, you're part of great seasons, but the Premier League is something special, isn't it? It is one that really you aspire to, especially here.
But you know what, Tomo was spot on when he said before, is this season's finished now, and we as players, we always win stuff, but you're always looking for the next year. So what's happened is gone, and you're always trying to emulate or try and better what you've achieved, and I think that is what this football club and the players have always done. So it's not a new thing, is it? Everyone has always tried to better themselves, and this is why it's probably a great time to be a Liverpool fan, because you know there's going to be players coming in. Sadly, there's going to be some players who potentially could go, but you know what? There's going to be some players going to come and will make this club and this team even better, which is frightening.
Frightening.
Ever since 1990, for 30 years, I thought every year we could win the league. I went into every season, Liverpool, we could win the league. England, I always thought England could win every tournament. You were let down. And for 30 years, we could never do it. And then we did it in COVID. But 35 years, it's not just they're enjoying it. These are all enjoying it. And that's why you want more and more.
It is incredible what we're seeing around us. I'm not sure how long. The game finished about an hour ago, I think, and everyone's still in.
What game
is that? Can I join the party? I was standing over on the right wing there, but I didn't even get a touch of the ball.
Give him a cuddle, he's feeling left out.
All the professionalism's gone out the window now.
I was going to say, it's one of those days a little bit where, all semblance of normal TV behaviour has been put to one side. Well, everyone embraces that. And it is part of the emotion, and you do get caught up in it, you're invested in it. We're all part of this fabric of this football club in different ways. You get invested in it, you want the success, and when it comes, you want to embrace it. And from a player's point of view, Jason, quite right that they're all enjoying it to the max with their families. You see the kids running around. It's a whole big experience. Make the most of it.
The lads have touched on it. I think you learn a lot about your players, yourself. As a person, I think in adversity, you do. Like, you've got to roll your sleeves up. You've got to dig deep sometimes and go again and go again. And sometimes you don't get over the line, you just got to get up again, keep getting knocked down, you keep getting up. But I think you learn a lot about in success as well, and these moments, I like the fact we won the title early. The players went away, they bonded, you know, they've spent some time together. And these moments are the ones, it's different from when Tomo won it. You know, that I'm sure, I mean, we talked about how the Premier League was brought on, the trophy was left on a table in the middle of the pitch, just on a table. I mean, the celebrations now are remarkable, but it's them feelings and emotions, I think, that bring you back as a sportsman. They're the ones that make you go, I want to do that again. This is amazing. And to share them with your kids and your family in this environment, who doesn't want to do it again?
Speaking of the emotion of the occasion, we talked at the very top of this about the response that Trent got today. And he's been overtaken by the emotion. See some of the pictures of him coming across to us, of him in tears at this. I think this will be a moment where really maybe hits home to him a little bit about what he's leaving, although he's moving on to an amazing new chapter in his life and he's been part of so much success. Like, you see him now, Tomo, this is he's walking away from this, and this is the moment where he's sort of accepting that.
This is what I've always said. He will never, I don't care wherever he goes, he will never witness the scenes like he's witnessing now. I don't care if it's Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, wherever. It's not like this. This is such a bond between fans and players. You can't get that anywhere else. And he'll miss it. I can bet your life. There's pictures of Stevie Gerrard, Jordan Henderson. Since they've left, they'll be going, my God, did I want that? And you want it again and again.
I'm not saying he's unhappy with his move. Now, do you think when he's obviously seen the celebrations and he's obviously feeling the love from everyone, all the players, do you think he's feeling a touch regretful at this particular time?
I think the difficulty for him, yeah, it's real. Yeah, is it's like Robbie and Jay and myself and Tomo. Like, we're all born in the area. I mean, these two even more so. Do you know what I mean? So deep down, he's a massive Liverpool fan himself, isn't he? It's like, he's not been brought up in a different culture, he's been brought up in this culture, in what this is, you know, and what it means. He's been so close to it. I mean, he must be hurting right now, he must be hurting. But that's not taken away, I think he's doing the wrong thing, that's up to him. But this, I mean, what a send-off though, I mean, left and back.
It is something special. You know, Robbie, your situation was different, but obviously you left and then came back, so you kind of seen both sides of it. You've had the chance to be away from this club and then return. If you are local especially, it does have that kind of unique draw, tie, emotion, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, whether you're local or not, you know, in a silly sort of way, I'm glad I left Liverpool. Now, obviously, bear with me because I'll tell you the reason why. It's because I've been at Liverpool from when I was 10 years old, go through academy team, B team, A team, reserve teams, first team, and I never knew nothing else. And then you sort of, I mean, I hope people don't take this the wrong way around, but you maybe take the club for granted a little bit. And then you go to other clubs and you see other clubs, what they're like. And don't get me wrong, I played the good clubs. Played for Leeds, played for Man City, good clubs. You know, Man City's not the Man City we see now. But then you come back to here and you don't realise sort of how good Liverpool is until you've been to other clubs. And I'll stand by that. And it's not me being, oh, you know, you're a Liverpool fan. Liverpool is special. The fans are special. Although other clubs are good, other clubs will have their own opinion of why they think the best. This place is special. And the reason I'm saying that, I maybe took it for granted, but getting a chance to come home and come back to Liverpool and put that red shirt on again was by far the best thing that ever happened to me in football. That was better than winning trophies. That was better than scoring goals. That was better than all appearances. Coming back and putting that shirt on and representing the football club again was my biggest and best thing in football.
It'd be fascinating to get an idea of what Trent's thinking as he kind of walks around behind us, taking it all in. I suppose, Jay, for him now, it's about soaking in as much of this, remembering what it's like, keeping it there for when he is a few thousand miles away, playing somewhere else, doing something else.
Yeah, this has been his normal now for the last 20 years. You know, he's been representing the club in an incredible way. Like I said to Jason before, like mentioned before, it's real. You know, when he made his decision, obviously, to leave the club, you know, he's done his speeches, and a lovely speech, and then... Well, you still got games left, so you know you switch straight back onto the football mode, ready player mode, ready to play if ever needed. But then now that the season's done, you know the trophy's been lifted, everything's ready to go. Now it's real. Now the move is going to go. Now he's going to lead the club, and it's going to be emotional. His family are there, all his family and friends are all around it. So listen, emotional day for him.
Okay, let's cut off from this now and head on pitch side. Becky Davis is with the captain, Virgil van Dijk.
I think the time between the Spurs game and today felt like 6 months. Took so long, but it's an incredible feeling. We worked so hard to achieve this as a team, as a club, everyone connected to the club, and it's been an incredible day already, and it will be even in my feeling will be even better. So we have to celebrate it, take it all in, and enjoy it.
Very special moment to receive it from Alan Hansen as well, who of course was the last Liverpool captain to lift this trophy in front of fans as well, and the fans have been so important on your journey this season as well.
100%. Obviously, I was pretty clear that I wanted Alan Hansen to give me the trophy, and obviously Mark and Joe from the Owen McVie Foundation, because I work quite closely with them behind the scenes. Obviously, the work they do is incredible, but I was really determined to get Alan Hansen to here and to give me the trophy, and I'm glad he won it. He's obviously I met him before, and obviously he's one of the best centre backs that Liverpool ever had, and so it was meant to be, and it looked great as well.
Talk to us about the emotions that go through you on a day like this. We saw you a few weeks ago, of course, thinking you'll never walk alone. You've just done it again in front of the Kop. Nobody does big moments like this football club.
Listen, I don't think we have to speak about others, but listen, I love this club, and you see what we can produce. If we work our socks off, if we get success, this place, in my opinion, is the best place to be, and you see it. So let's enjoy it. Let's give it all in the next couple of days. I hope to see so many people at the parade. We're going to celebrate it tonight because we have to. You can't take these things for granted. We definitely won't, but you never know.
Liverpool are the champions of the Premier League. Liverpool, once again, the kings of England.
Reds, thanks for being there for every kick,
every tackle, every pass,
every goal,
and every save.
This season,
we never walked alone.
Shop the official Premier League Champions range right now. Exclusively available at your official LFC stores. Online at liverpoolfc.com/store and on the official LFC store app.
To hear from the skipper there, one of the stars of this season. You'll notice we've had a switch around to our formation while we were listening to the captain. Jason still remains, but Abigail and Paul have stepped in. We're giving the boys a break for a minute, because today is just about
not just about the players, it's about the supporters just as much as it is them. Abigail, what has this been like? You've had a ringside seat for the celebrations. Can you process it yet for us? Can you kind of take it all in? Because it's kind of hard to know what it's going to be like until you're in it, and now we're in it.
Absolutely unbelievable. I wasn't really expecting it throughout the game, that the emotions had hit me that hard. The moment that those fireworks went off and Virgil lifted that trophy, it was unexplainable emotion just hugging me dad and just getting to experience that together, especially during COVID. We never got to celebrate any of this together except on the couch watching the telly, and we finally got to be in the ground and see it. And just standing here pitch side, all I was doing was hugging Paul, because I was like, is this real life? And watching Van Dijk in front of me with the trophy, and absolutely unbelievable. And you'll never walk alone was just amazing.
Yeah, we were saying that down pitch side. There's been many a rendition of that song in this stadium, but that's probably the best, or one of the best. It was incredible, spine tingling stuff, outpouring of emotion and positive, great emotion, so special.
Yeah, 100%. Everything about this is magical. So it's funny because I was here in 1990, I was seven, and I had no concept of what this all meant and what it really meant to Liverpool, and certainly no one had any idea how important that one was going to be. But yeah, the scenes that have replaced, I speak to me dad, who's lived through so many title wins, and the scenes that we saw after Spurs and now this are above and beyond anything that we've seen before. You know, you're talking about great European wins that have come close to this, like the Barcelona game, but there's just people who've waited a lifetime to be here and see this with their own two eyes, to really connect with it, to really feel it. And COVID was such a hard time for everyone, but you know, to feel that sense of disconnect from the football club when you go here every week or every other week and then not be able to give the team that love back. It was a great moment at the time for the players to be able to celebrate it, but this for me is all about the fans.
It's quite powerful, wasn't it? I mean, obviously playing here for so many years, you know, you run out to it, and sometimes you do take it for granted. You run out because you're in the moment, you're playing and you miss it and stuff. I remember coming back for a Legends game, and I actually thought, this is my last one. You know, the Legends game's getting younger, I'm getting older, the body's not, so I'm probably not going to play in probably any more of these. And it was here, and the crowd started singing Never Walk Alone. I thought, I'm just going to take this in, and it was like really emotional. Like, I was like, this is the end for me. And then to wear it today under these circumstances, my God, I was crying my eyes out. It was just like, it was just amazing.
The big thing that's come out from this title, and I think, is just the fact that the football is about the people, and it's the relationships and spending time with people. And I think this title win has reminded people of that. It's just how important it is to appreciate coming to the game with your pals or your family or whatever and enjoying these moments together. And we've seen that. The Spurs game, it was massive. And today, like you say, relationships, hugging the person next to you and making the most of making those memories.
Yeah, even strangers. I've been hugging everyone sat around me. Not just my loved ones, just randomers. I've just decided that I love them today. Just feeling all those emotions and, you know, especially the relationship that me and my dad have had is basically built on the football. Like, us getting to go to the game and watching the football and watching this season, it's just brought us closer together. Like we've said, that COVID season, we thought it was great until it wasn't, you know what I mean? Until you actually get to be at that Spurs game or get to be at this game, where you really realise that, like, football is nothing without the fans, and it's nothing without those relationships and that family that we all are, those connections that we all have with each other. And the disconnect of football when COVID was going on, and, you know, we were all watching it behind a screen, the fact that we're all standing here together now and feeling those emotions together just makes it 10 times more.
Yeah, those big empty stadiums, thankfully, are a thing of the past. This is an occasion in which the supporters can really enjoy the moment. One of the players who's helped get us to this point is Alexis McAllister, so influential this season. Let's hear from him now. He's out on the pitch speaking with Becky.
Ready? Alexis, scenes a whole generation has waited for this afternoon. 35 years since these fans have been able to celebrate this moment together. How special is it to be a part of it?
Yeah, exactly. So special. This club deserves it. When I arrived to this club, I said that I was here to win trophies, and this is maybe the biggest one that you can get here. So really, really happy, but I'm pretty sure that this is just the beginning.
Feels like that, doesn't it? Like the club is on the cusp of something very special, and you have more than played your part in that, and that the fans have really taken you to their hearts here.
Yeah. Like you said, I think the club wants more, and We will see in the summer if we can build a team to keep going, to keep winning trophies, and that's what we want. So we are really happy today. We wanna celebrate, take our holidays, rest, because we will need it as well. But next season, go for it again.
It's a first Premier League title for you, of course. But whether you're from England or abroad, this is often seen as a dream for players. How does it feel to realise that today?
Yeah, exactly. I love winning trophies, and the Premier League is one of the most special trophies in the world. I've been lucky to win a World Cup as well, but I'm pretty sure that this is special because of the fans. And we are really looking forward to tomorrow as well. We think that that's going to be special because when I went back to Argentina after the World Cup, that's when I felt what...
Thank you, guys. As you notice, we're hearing from Alexis. We switched things in again. I'm going to start with the dream Joe, Batman and Robin of the commentary world.
We call worse things than that, mate.
I've got to be Robin then, haven't I?
Well, yeah, I think probably,
he's Batman.
Yeah, he's definitely Batman. But the dynamic Joe, look, guys, what has that been like to commentate, to describe? You put so much time and effort into calling games for so many seasons and not having a day like this. Steve, have you had to get your head around it yet?
It was unbelievable. I mean, you know, I was one of the fortunate ones to be here when we did it last time. But you went away with it. Although we were absolutely buzzing beyond belief, football's nothing without fans. Me and Aldo and Gaz says it all the time. It's nothing without fans. You see this here. Collectively, what this club is all about is something special, man.
Yeah, Aldo, from your point of view, we see you put your heart on your sleeve every single day. You've had to take a bit on social media over the years. You've been giving it out as well, to be fair. But waiting for a day like this.
I've been on it already. Especially the ones from 30 miles up the road there, by the way. I remember. Do you remember when we won the league under Shankly and we drew with less than 0-0 and we'd all sing Shankly? I was there, I was exactly there. You couldn't get anywhere near the middle of the cup. It was rammed. And that day was roasting and the heat and all. But at the end of the game, that's as close as we've ever got to what we see here. Because everyone just stayed behind singing songs and singing, you know, Shankly champions. And there's something that'll live in the rest of my life in the back of me. I'll never forget that moment. It's so passionate. And to see that get replicated against Tottenham at the end and today was amazing. No one else does it like us. And I'm not just being biased. We showed the world how to do it, from music to football to everything. That, and not just the cop, all around. It was, words failed me. It was just amazing.
Yeah, Gareth, you're a veteran of many a game, many a celebration, but this does feel special, doesn't it? When you hear guys like Aldo who've been there and done it, we've had Tomo down here with us for the course of the day, soaking it in, getting his phone out, appreciating it. It does feel, this was a pretty momentous day for the football club. And in the wider footballing world, people will watch these pictures and go, wow.
Absolutely. Look, it's been 35 years in the making, hasn't it? All of my life, you know, I've been waiting for this moment, and it's been perfect because we got to win it in the ground. Last game of the season, we lift the trophy in the ground. We're all here. It's the 25th of May, which is a very special date in the Liverpool calendar, and it just kind of feels fated. And once upon a time, it felt fated that we were never going to win it. You know, 97 points and it doesn't win you the league. You know, you win the league and it's sure in a pandemic. It just felt like we were never going to get the perfect moment. Today we got it.
Yeah, something special. I remember, although we did the post-match in Madrid, amazing, amazing occasion. I remember at one point you were talking about your grandkids getting to see that. You know, they heard the stories but not really experienced it. Yeah. There's generations who haven't had this moment who will now understand what it's all about. They'll see it in Technicolor now. They've had a version of it, but this is the real version.
Spot on. Do you know, after we beat Tottenham, I went to, you know, a local near home in Gattaca Way, and my son was there with his mates and family and friends, and we celebrated. And I was made up, but I was a little bit blasé because I've seen us win 15 of the 20. I've been very fortunate because I'm an old bugger now anyway, 66. But like, I've seen us win. So I'm going there and I'm made up. These were on a different planet because of what you're just saying, and they've not seen it. And when it was in COVID, and we were all supposed to be locked up, and we were in my son's back garden, setting off fireworks and all that. But we did it in a small way. But they were released all the valves out because that was the one moment. Okay, we've seen ourselves win the Champions League, which is mega, but this one, they'd never seen it. And to see them, I was so made up to see them being able to see it and experience it and celebrate it. It was a boss couple of hours that we had in there, and it was only a couple of hours.
Steve, what about for you, just describing the moments over the course of this season? Again, you've been through this movie so many times, there's probably been so many nearly moments you thought this might be the end, it's not quite happened. Then you have the interrupted COVID season, you don't get that same level of momentum and it kind of gets delayed. But this season, when was the point during the games when you boys felt, oh, by the way, this could be it?
It's a little bit like, for me, Shanks to Paisley, isn't it, in many ways? Because it's like with Jürgen handing the baton over to Arnaud, what he's done. There were some moments in the early part of the season for me. I think the win over Chelsea at Anfield, when we had, you know, the Jota injury, was a bad challenge that should have got a red card. We had a penalty that never was 7 minutes later, and we won the game. It was a big statement win, that, against the Chelsea team. Arnaud Slot was absolutely made up with that. An earlier one for me, none of you guys agree, Brighton at home, we were a goal down. We lost Ibu Konate at half-time. And I think that's why Arnaud reserves special praise for Joe Gomez, because he come on in that second half and he was absolutely immense. He was brilliant. And that Mo Salah wonder goal, when that went in, standing on the gantry, you feel these moments. You felt like everyone pulling together, the fans in that second half. There was a genuine belief there we could do something. That was a big win, that.
It's funny, through the course of these campaigns, you, after the match in the pubs, punters will chat and debate about the moments and the players. And there are those little contributions along the way. Like, who'd have thought, you know, Vítězslav Jaroš playing 12 minutes or something at Palace, making one big save, would help us towards this? Who'd have thought, you know, someone else, Núñez coming on at Brentford, those goals.
Endo against Wolves, yeah, when he come off the bench to see that game out.
And that's what you kind of need, isn't it, in these title-winning seasons, contributions from across the board, really.
It feels like everyone's really come together to win us this title. It feels like the manager's squeezed absolutely everything that he could out of this squad. And I think they looked knackered at the back end of the season when it was done, and that's maybe why the results dipped a little bit. But I think the crowds have played the part. The atmosphere has been brilliant this season. That Brighton game, it was unbelievable. And there's, as we've all said here, there's loads of players that have just played a little part, but a big part, if you know what I mean. You know, even today, to see like the love for Chiesa, who's hardly been on the pitch, but his songs took off. And, you know, you could tell he was feeling the love there. That's what Liverpool's about. It's one big community, one big family. It's felt like that today. It's felt like that the back end of the season. And also, what's so exciting now is it just feels like it's the start. You know, we're being linked to all kinds of players. We'll see how that unfolds. But it feels like we're going to strengthen from a great position as league champions. And we're not going to stop. This is the start. It's not the end.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Although we're at a point now where we are in a strong position, you are the ones to be caught, the top dogs around the country, around the world, sorry. Players who might be weighing up where to go next will see this and think, oh, fancy a bit of that. And the other teams in the division have got a hell of a lot of work to do in this transfer window. It feels like a lot of clubs will have to do a lot in this summer to get themselves up to speed. So it feels like there is an opportunity for Liverpool to kick on and try and do it again.
I think, but we've got to do the same as them. We're there to be hit now, and it's always harder to retain it. We know that. But as you say, people watch this and watch the way we're playing, and they'll think, oh, I love that. Hey, they'd all watch what's happened here. They'd love to be a part of it. And the way the lads celebrate, and the togetherness you can see. So we've sold ourselves today and this season to many great players out there. It's them going out and getting them, you know, and we can't do no more than show what we have here to come here and get involved, and I'm the manager and the team. And I hope we look, as long as the owners are willing to go out there, which it looks, seems like they are, and go and give Arnold the money to go and get the players that he wants to fit into his system, more so than these lads, because don't forget, he's done this, won his league with another man's tools. Only Chiesa's come in. He's used another man's tools, so he's got to go and get his own tools now to enhance us and make us better, because teams have actually seen the way we play now, and they can try and make it, not easier, but we'll know, we make it harder for them now, like Palace did there to a certain degree, you know. So we've got to counteract it again, then give another question to ask, if that makes sense.
Well, on the subject of players who the manager has used and used so well, Ryan Gravenberch, probably the best example of that. We can hear from him now. He's out on the pitch at this moment, speaking with Becky.
Ryan, this is the culmination of what has been the most incredible season. Truly wonderful scenes right now, and you're just standing here soaking it all in. What's your thoughts on today and the campaign as a whole? What's your thoughts on today and just how incredible it's been?
It's really amazing. If you saw the fans, it's really nice to have this moment, and I'm proud that I'm here and then can be in this moment.
It's a season that you've made very good strides individually as well. Personally, how satisfied do you feel with your own campaign?
To be honest, I'm really happy with it. I think nobody thought before the season that I was capable of doing this, and I'm happy that I could show myself to everyone again.
I have to ask you about Virgil as well, as a fellow Dutchman, getting that moment to lift the trophy as skipper. He has led you all impeccably by example throughout the season, hasn't he?
Of course. It's not only this season. I think he's now for the past 7 seasons on this high level, and today he writes history, so I'm really happy for him.
And a word for the boss as well, because looking back a year ago, maybe even the most passionate of Liverpool fans might not have thought that Arne Slot could have led you to this quite so quickly as well. He has been a wonderful addition.
Yeah, of course. I think nobody thought we were doing this. So I'm really happy that he is here and that he prepared us well for the whole season. And he played a really big part in it, and I'm really happy that he's the coach.
Does that make it even more satisfying that maybe nobody really thought that you would be here right now soaking this in, and yet here you are, Premier League champion?
Yeah, I think so. I think before the season, nobody thought of it, but we thought we could do it, and
and there it is.
Here we are.
And you'll be showing that off tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Ryan. Thank you, Becky. Well, as you can see, it's been all change again around here. A very important man has joined us, Arne Slot. Well, congratulations again on the success. Can you put into words for us what today has meant for you?
It's not going to be easy to put it into words, but it's been so special, as it was 4 weeks ago when we won the league over here. It's always special to win something. It's so special to win something at a club of this history. And you could feel today that, as we felt 4 weeks ago, that the fans haven't been there for 35 years when we lift the trophy, when we won the league. And this is simply what you can feel during the game, but especially in the last half hour when we were one man down. Yeah, the fans were there for us, and the players again showed great character.
You've had so many special moments through the course of the season, and especially so around clinching the title. But today, what did you expect, and what did it deliver for you? When you were stood there, you're watching this unfold around you, you've got the medals around your neck, you've got the trophy in front of you, you see the boys enjoy it so much.
I think this is why you work so hard throughout the whole year, or maybe the players, but also for me, so many years you put so much effort in to experience moments like this. If you are lucky, you experience a few, but if you don't, then only having one is already very special, especially at a club like this, where it means so much for the fans.
How pleased are you for the players to get this moment finally? Some haven't had it before, some have had it, been close on other occasions and not quite got over the line, but for them to be able to enjoy this with supporters now, because winning it in 2020 and COVID was great, but this is a whole different level.
Yeah, of course. If you win something, you want to feel it, that you've won something. And in COVID time, that was really hard to feel that you won it. And in some moments in the last few weeks, I felt like, oh yeah, I have to tell myself that we won the Premier League. But on days like this, when you look around, those are moments when you truly feel that you won it. And that's what makes it so much more special, if you can feel it instead of only lifting it without the fans.
Phil won 7 league titles during his playing days here. Okay. Phil, can you just give Arne an idea of what it means to you as the ex-players to have him deliver another one, to get us to 20 when it's taken us so long? There have been so many different challenges along the way.
I said, Arne, from being a Liverpool fan all my life, since 1990, I thought every year we could win the league, and it never happened. 30 years went by and we win it, and you can't win it with fans. So to produce this, and with respect, at the start of the season, we'd have all been happy with fourth. But for you to do this and produce, go again and again, now you've got to forget about it, because you've got to go again next year.
That's indeed what it is. And okay, to win it 8 times or 7 times, I think that's going to be difficult in the current Premier League, although it was probably very difficult back then as well. But we have to try, and that's already where we are preparing for, because we think we have a very good team, a very good squad. But we've seen last summer that so many competitors spent so much money in the winter. A few spent a lot of money and strengthened the team. So we have to be awake and we have to be ready for us to strengthen the team if we think it's possible. And that's what we're trying to do if the right opportunity is there.
How long do you enjoy it? Do you let the players enjoy it before you say to them exactly what Phil's just said? Next year, boys, we need to do it again. How do you strike that balance between enjoying this, embracing it, but also keeping focus?
No, I've already had a meeting yesterday where I spoke about that. So a few of them have shown that they can win it 2 times. And it's not a coincidence that these players have been fit throughout the whole season, have been so good throughout so many number of years. And a few of them that won it for the first time now have to show if they can work just as hard, put just as much effort in next season, because that's what makes it so hard. If you haven't won it, you try, you do everything for it, and only a few can win it 2 times in a row, and only one or two can win it 7 times.
The big question.
Eight. Was it seven or eight?
Seven.
Seven. You can give me another one if you like. It's not a problem.
The big question is, we know that Jay's been part of the squad helping you prepare for so many games. Has he been close to making a match day squad at all? Or?
No, now that you say, he's been our secret weapon throughout the whole year. So, no. But I say it in a funny way, but I mean it. If I look at the quality the players have, that's clear. The mentality, the consistency, all these things. But you can have that. But if you don't have great facilities, if you don't have a great program, then it's worth nothing. But a great program and great facilities are worth nothing if you don't have very good staff members, where we have so many of. And a few of them are under 21 coaches that have helped us throughout the season to prepare really well and really good for the next game. And that is indeed our secret weapon, all the staff members that we have.
And in fairness, it is. The staff, you and your staff, will be preparing from tomorrow for the coming season. The players need to enjoy this every moment, have their holidays and come back mentally and physically prepared to go again.
Yeah, that's where it's about. I wouldn't say unfortunately, but when a normal person goes on a holiday, he's just enjoying it and doesn't think about running or training at all. But these players need to enjoy throughout the whole day their holiday, but they need to prepare and train as well.
And besides everything, how's Ibiza? How was Ibiza?
Ibiza has been nice. It's probably going to be nice in the upcoming few weeks as well.
Just finally then, you've got the parade tomorrow to enjoy. Have you been prepared for what that'll be like? Have you spoken to some of the boys about previous parades? Have you had a chance to chat to the staff and say, look, get yourself ready, this is going to be a bit different?
Yeah, no. A few people have told me that it's going to be something you will... hopefully we will experience that again, but it's like these fans are. They are special. Everything Liverpool does is of a different level. And we've seen that against Tottenham. We've seen that today. And I've seen so many teams winning something and unbelievable videos and coverage of that. But probably it's going to be... Tomorrow's probably going to be next level. At least that's what people told me. And that's also what I expect from these fans.
Next level is a good way to describe it. Anna, brilliant stuff. Have a great night tonight. Enjoy the parade tomorrow. Don't drop the trophy. That's all I'm going to tell you. Do not do that. Anna, brilliant contribution. We'll pass the mic back to Jay.
Anna, well done. Congratulations.
Anna Slot, the pitch side with us here at Anfield, reflecting on this season's Premier League title win.
Well, it made me feel $1 million.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. You can thank me for
thank
that,
you, Mark.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. You teed that one up for me there.
How come he didn't get a medal, by the way? Everybody gets one now.
There's still time. Still might drop one, to be on it.
There's still a chance for a knock on the door, isn't there?
I was going to say, yeah. Just listening to the manager, what was that like for you? Just to listen to what he had to say and just to kind of see him basking in today.
I think it's brilliant how cool, calm and collected he is. You know, because for me, you know, I'm a grown man, I'm 49 next month, and when I was up there in the cop earlier, I was breaking down in tears because this is something I've waited all my life to see. And he's just lifted the Premier League trophy, and it sounds like he's already thinking about the next one. And, you know, that cool, calm, that focus, the stuff we've read the last few weeks about how he's challenged some of the superstars about their training and getting them to train even harder and things like that. I just think we've recruited, obviously, an elite manager here, something special. And I think if you wind back a year, we all thought, how's this going to work, walking in the shoes of Jurgen Klopp, who was pretty much a modern-day Shankly. We might have found our modern-day Paisley by the look of things. So let's see how it all unfolds. But, yeah, there's something about him, isn't there, to say the least.
Certainly is. Fingers crossed he is. Also, get more reaction now from the playing squad. Becky has caught up with Curtis Jones now.
Curtis, you're walking around Anfield with your winner's medal, I think, is close by. You've got
my girlfriend.
Yeah, she's got your winner's medal. You've got your baby girl in your arms as well. You're a Premier League champion. Life doesn't get much better than this, I don't think.
Nah, it doesn't get much better. What are you trying to get the money? No,
hello.
It doesn't get much better. I've worked all year for this, well, the whole of my life for it. And just to be a part of this team and a part of the club, I'm just grateful. So grateful.
She really wants it, so right, you can have it in a minute, I promise. I mean, you were a part of the squad, of course, in 2020, but a totally different experience when you can't celebrate with these guys here. How much better does it feel with a full stadium behind you?
It's better because I played even more games, so now it feels like I've been a big, big part of the team and a part of the squad. But that's what it's all about, you know. It's all about the team, and at the end of the year, we come away with cups and you know, and the trophies, that's what it's all about. You know, there's been times when I could have moaned and I could have sucked when I thought I should have played more games, but I don't care, you know. It's just all about the team, that's what it's all about. I'm a scout side, I came all the way through and I'm here. So, I'm just taking it all in.
I love his little girl trying to grab the microphone off him. Tremendous little hand was going out throughout that. It's non-stop here today. We are back and forth, hither and everywhere, trying to get as much reaction, give you a flavour as much of what has been going on as possible. It's hard to do it justice, really, because everywhere around the pitch, there's different things happening, different people celebrating, enjoying the moment, different faces popping up. But we're trying to get across what we can. Take a moment. Let's compose ourselves. And just try and.
He looked at you, some of your followers.
Have I not been behaving or something? And I've been enjoying it.
Jason, we haven't spoke to you for a while, but you have had a chance to wander off.
I've been lifting the trophies in front of the cop.
Did you get it?
No.
You've had a chance to wander around, though, and speak to people, watch a bit more of what's going on. What do you sort of take away from what has been going, but also what's still going on? Again, I've lost track of how long the match finished ago, but it's still going on. There's still stacks of people in the stands. There's still hundreds of people on the pitch. How would you sum up what you kind of witnessed?
Sure, I did notice none of the players were actually walking around with the phones. Yeah. I think there was a bit of a culture, wasn't it, where, you know, everyone was just filming each other, filming whatever they were supposed to be filming. It was like the players were all taking it in. It was like everybody was just absorbing the energy and just the feel-good factor and just sharing moments. And you could see, do you know what was nice as well? You could see certain players, like I looked at Virgil at one point, he kind of detached himself, was sitting on the floor with his little girl. And he was just watching, just taking it all in. Oh, it's great. Brilliant. I love things like that.
It's great to see that, though, isn't it, Jace? Because there's guys in that dressing room who've won a lot. You know, Alexis McAllister won the World Cup. Mohamed Salah's won every personal accolade, pretty much, nearly. He could have done. But for guys like that, of that calibre, to still be in awe of days like this, I think it's great to see if you're a supporter, because it shows how much it means to them and how inspired they'll be, to, as we've been talking about in the last sort of 10 minutes, to go and try to do it again.
It's your reward, isn't it, for, you know, that effort that you put in. And I said it at the top of the show, it's, you know, you're not giving it for an overnight performance, you're giving it over 9 months performing. And I think as players, you're on your own personal journey through that. You just heard Curtis, you know, he summed it up when he went, I played more minutes and I feel part of it. Because sometimes when you are on the bench sometimes, or you are coming on and off, sometimes you can feel detached. And then you've got injuries on top of that, and you don't feel like you can help the team because you're in the treatment room and in the gym and you're not there and you don't feel part of it. So, you know, you do go on your own personal journey on times like this, but when you're all together as a team and the staff are with you and all the fans, that's when you really, you know, you feel the moment, don't you? And it's all worth it. It's just all worth it.
I think when you're seeing a lot of the players and the celebrations, I think they are all good people. And I think some clubs, and they've suffered because having bad eggs in their squads, in their clubs, and they can't move forward because they've got these people in there. We don't seem to have that. Yeah, Curtis there speaking so well, so emotionally about being a part of this squad, not just the team. And that is what you grasp about all this, your Mo Salahs, your Virgil van Dijk's, the proper good human beings, besides being great footballers, and they play for Liverpool Football Club, they're good people. And that's what you need in a dressing room to succeed. You don't want divisive people, otherwise you're not going to get anywhere. Your Paul Pogbas of this world and your Aubameyangs at Arsenal, you're not going to get anywhere. We don't have them, and not having them makes us better. And I think that is so special. And just the thing about the fans today, not one fan came on the pitch. Out of all the celebrations, not one fan entered the pitch. That is a testimony to the fans.
I think you have to look at the testament of the squad as well. The fact that, like, you know, the meals that they go on, every single player goes to a meal. Like, you know what I mean? So that shows, like, you've got no bad eggs, you've got no people that, you know, don't want to be around the group. Every single meal or, like, team bonding thing they do when you go for a meal, whether you go for, you know, obviously for Dubai and Ibiza and whatever, the whole squad and the clique is there together. And for me, that's a huge sign of, like, how the group works. And, like, no one values people higher than other people. They all see themselves as level. You know, they've all played their part in winning this championship. And even the staff, you know, the staff have all travelled away together. And I think that's one of the big ones. But, yeah, I totally agree with Tomo. The fans have been a class act today. They've all loved it. They've all been a huge part of it, and it's been a real good celebration.
Do you know what I loved as well? Me and Tomo, Jay was talking, and we just had Billy Hogan when he came over. He was close to tears. Billy Hogan, you know, and this is a guy who works for FSG. He's obviously, you know, he's here. A big capacity on the business side of things, and what it means to him.
We're here, we're part of LFC TV. And as people get critical of the hierarchy at our football club, you have to look at how our football club has improved under their stewardship. It's been quite incredible. Yes, we would all like them to spend more money, but they don't do it beyond our means, and they bring the right people in, whether it's players or whether it's coaching staff. And people move on. They know the club has to move on, and they've made tough decisions. And maybe they haven't spent it, but they've spent it wisely when it's needed to be done. So them sharing in the emotion, some people might go, what are they doing on it? They've every right to do it, because you look at that new stand, you look at the Anfield Road stand. This stadium is wonderful, and we didn't have to move.
Yeah, incredible stuff.
Hold
what you're going to say for just a second, Jason. Look, come on. A couple people have just chanted your name from the cop end. Be happy with that. Let's go get a final bit of reaction from the squad just now. A few moments ago, a Becky cut up with Harvey Elliott.
I imagine this is a moment you've been looking forward to for many, many weeks now. How special does it feel to be a part of these scenes?
Yeah, I mean, can't really put it into words, to be honest. It's just an unbelievable experience, you know, just looking around the whole stadium, celebrations, you know, the enjoyment, you know, even outside the stadium as well. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, all the scenes out there. You know, the first time it was COVID, so we couldn't really celebrate properly. But now, you know, we're able to celebrate with the fans, we're able to experience all of this. And, you know, it's going to be a long night, but. Yeah, it's just incredible. It's unbelievable.
I was going to say, you did it in 2020, but it must feel so much sweeter this time around. And for you as well, you were so young back then. You're still young now, but, you know, so much has happened in your career since then. Do you savour it in a different way this time around?
Yeah, I think this one, you know, I played more of a part in winning the league. The season that we won it last time, you know, I was still a young kid. I think I only made 4 appearances or something like that. So now it definitely feels like, you know, I've been in and around it a lot. Since coming back from my injury, I've been in every squad. So, you know, just being part of it, just doing, you know, the travelling, the away games, all the stuff outside of playing, you know, it feels a lot more, you know, great at this time. And, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy every experience of it, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, you can't take these moments for granted. You just need to enjoy as much as you can, and, you know, celebrate as much as you can as well.
speaking about celebrating, the fans have been celebrating since you won it a few weeks ago. They'll be celebrating all night, tomorrow as well. I mean, how good does it feel to pay them back for all their support? Because they are a crucial part of this journey for you.
I mean, it's incredible. You know, the fans, you can hear them now. They've been with us the whole journey, the whole way. You know, even when times were tough, they stuck by us. You know, they got us through the dark spells. And, you know, it's down to us as players. It's our jobs to go out and repay them. And, you know, this is hopefully one of many trophies that we can win. And, you know, this is all for the fans, all for the club. You know, as I said, they're the one behind us. They're driving us on. You know, and they're the one that made it possible. So this is for them, you know. They should enjoy it as much as we should.
Feels finally like this club is on the verge of something very special, and you get to do it all again tomorrow as well. How much are you looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I mean, I think I need to get through tonight first, get through the celebrations tonight, and then we'll think about tomorrow. But, you know, the parades are unbelievable. I've been lucky enough to experience one of them again, and, you know, last time experienced that, it was, as I said, I can't put it into words, you know, the description of it, but I think tomorrow, you know, it's going to be even more crazy. So, you know, really looking forward to it.
I've kept you long enough. You go and enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great stuff. Harvey there, another player who's made big contributions at points through the course of this season. We're almost done, boys. Jason, I'll give you the honor. Since we haven't had a lot of you today, I know you're feeling frustrated.
I'm shot here right now. Yeah. Like, I was on you the right wing before.
How would you sum up the season? And more than that, just today, what today has meant, the post-match scenes this afternoon.
How long have I got? It's been amazing. I've been a little bit, personally, I've been a little bit more detached from it because I've been away, haven't I? So, you know, but to come back, they said to me, you know, when do you want to come back? And I gambled on Tottenham, was winning Tottenham. And obviously I came back and seeing all the lads again. I missed them all. I missed them dearly. And, you know, to be back in amongst it and then be around for the Tottenham game, which me and Tom O'Shea was just amazing. The feeling, it's felt like an age to get to this point because this is what we've been waiting for. And, you know, to stand there and be on the pitch with, you know, with the gang again, I feel like I'm back in amongst it. But to listen to You'll Never Walk Alone just had me in tears. And, you know, I'm going to go out tonight and have a couple of drinks with the lads. I've got a pass. I'm going to enjoy it. And but listen, we haven't done anything. It's down to the lads who produced it on the pitch. They deserve all the credit. They deserve the accolade. And, you know, I hope they have a great time tonight. They deserve every single moment of it. They've been brilliant. And just again, Champions Leagues, League Cups, FA Cups, thanks. Yeah. Just thanks.
That is it from the reaction for this season. And it couldn't have gone much better, could it? We'll be back in July when pre-season kicks off. Until then, have a great summer and enjoy that feeling of number 20. Goodbye.